Very elegant, said the saleswoman. She hurried forward just in time to catch a black silk topper which Fleur was discarding onto the floor. Very, echoed the hairdresser in the corner. Surreptitiously, he glanced at his watch. He was supposed to be back down in the salon in 40 minutes. Trevor wouldn't be pleased. Perhaps he should phone down to explain the situation. Perhaps... All right, said Fleur. I've decided. She pushed up the veil and beamed around the room. I'm going to wear this one today. A very wise choice, madam, said the saleswoman in relieved tones. It's a lovely hat. Lovely, whispered the hairdresser. So if you could just pack the other 5 into boxes for me? Fleur smiled mysteriously at her reflection and pulled the dark silk gauze down over her face again. The woman from Take Hat gaped at her. You're going to buy them all? Of course I am. I simply can't choose between them. They're all too perfect. Fleur turned to the hairdresser. Now, my sweet, can you come up with something special for my hair which will go under this hat? The young man stared back at her and felt a dark pink colour begin to rise up his neck. Oh, yes, I should think so. I mean, but Fleur had already turned away. If you could just put it all onto my hotel bill, she was saying to the saleswoman. That's all right, isn't it? Perfectly all right, madam, said the saleswoman eagerly. As a guest of the hotel, you're entitled to a 15% concession on all our prices. Whatever, said Fleur. She gave a little yawn. As long as it can all go on the bill. I'll go and sort it out for you straight away. Good, said Fleur. As the saleswoman hurried out of the room, she turned and gave the young hairdresser a ravishing smile. I'm all yours. Her voice was low and melodious and curiously accentless. To the hairdresser's ears, it was now also faintly mocking, and he flushed slightly as he came over to where Fleur was sitting. He stood behind her, gathered together the ends of her hair in one hand, and let them fall down in a heavy red-gold movement. Your hair's in very good condition, he said awkwardly. Isn't it lovely? Said Fleur complacently. I've always had good hair, and good skin, of course. She tilted her head, pushed her hotel robe aside slightly, and rubbed her cheek tenderly against the pale, creamy skin of her shoulder. How old would you say I was? She added abruptly. I wouldn't, the young man began to flounder. I'm 40, she said lazily. She closed her eyes. 40, she repeated as though meditating. It makes you think, doesn't it? You don't look, began the hairdresser in awkward politeness. Fleur opened one glinting pussycat green eye. I don't look 40. How old do I look then? The hairdresser stared back at her uncomfortably. He opened his mouth to speak, then closed it again. The truth was, he thought suddenly, that this incredible woman didn't look any age. She seemed ageless, classless, indefinable. As he met her eyes, he felt a thrill run through him, a dart-like conviction that this moment was somehow significant. His hands trembling slightly, he reached for her hair and let it run like slippery flames through his fingers. You look as old as you look, he whispered huskily. Numbers don't come into it. Sweet, said Fleur dismissively. Now, my pet, before you start on my hair, how about ordering me a nice glass of champagne? The hairdresser's fingers drooped in slight disappointment, and he went obediently over to the telephone. As he dialed, the door opened and the woman from Take Hat came back in, carrying a pile of hat boxes. Here we are, she exclaimed breathlessly. If you could just sign here. A glass of champagne, please, the hairdresser was saying. Room 301. I was wondering, began the saleswoman cautiously to Fleur. You're quite sure that you want all 6 hats in black? We do have some other super colours this season. She tapped her teeth thoughtfully. There's a lovely emerald green which would look stunning with your hair. Black, said Fleur decisively. I'm only...